Raptors and bird enthusiasts alike flock to Haines for the Bald Eagle Festival, where the world's highest concentration of eagles gathers on the Chilkat River. Last year, the bird count spiked, and numbers are even higher this year. KHNS's Barrett Wilbur reports on this year's eagle forecast.
It's eagle season in Haines. Sydney Campbell is the education and outreach coordinator at Haines's American Bald Eagle Foundation.
This time of year is particularly special. The hydrogeology of the Chilkat is really unique. This river freezes a lot later than the other ones, so we have a really late run of salmon, and that's what the eagles come for.
The foundation capitalizes on the birds in its backyard. As the salmon attract eagles, the foundation welcomes visitors for the annual Bald Eagle Festival. Visiting photographers, birders, and scientists give Haines' economy a bump between cruise and ski seasons. But Campbell says the event isn't just aimed at outsiders.
I think the biggest thing this year is that we really want this to be a community event. Almost every event during the festival is going to be free to Haines locals, and we'd really, really like for them to just come in and meet us and talk with us and see what we do.
Opportunities include hearing scientist Rachel Wheat share her PhD research on Chilkat Valley eagles, a film screening with the Talk Chinook Watershed Council, Alaska Native dance and storytelling, and plain old-fashioned eagle watching, which could be particularly good this year. Pam Randles spent a decade doing scientific eagle counts and passed the torch to Chloe Goodson 2 years ago. After years of decline, the women say birds counted on the Chilkat seem to be rising.
We, for the previous 4 years, were getting counts in the 700 to 900 level. So for her to be getting over 1,000 and 1,300, actually almost 1,400, that's a difference.
That's good news for visiting eagle observers. Randles thinks it's good for residents, too.
The eagles directly reflect the salmon run. And salmon, as you probably know, in this area is crucial to the economy.
Randles says eagle counts can also illustrate environmental changes. The Sirkou Delta on the Chilkat attracts eagles because other rivers, other food sources, freeze over sooner. Fewer eagles at the Sirkou could indicate less ice throughout the valley.
If there is more open water and more access to food for the eagles, they're going to take advantage of that instead of being crowded into the Sirkou Fan area. So I think it's an indicator of climate change.
While 2 years of elevated eagle numbers don't prove a lasting trend, Randles and Goodson will keep counting. Their data reaches back to the late 80s, and soon they hope to synthesize what 3 decades of eagle populations can illustrate about changes in the Chilkat Valley. For Sydney Campbell and the foundation, that link between the birds and the environment motivates the festival.
I mean, hands down, one of the most rich and valuable ecosystems left in North America. So our big action item right now, I think, is just teaching people how to respect it and what we can do to make sure it stays as pristine as it currently is.
This year, the festival will run November 6th through 11th. For a schedule of events, visit khns.org. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur.